says she's going to learn to make quilts, and I believe she will. And the little girl, the granddaughter that has MD, she's going to learn to quilt, piece of quilts, because she can do things like that with her little hands. Mm-hmm. And she dearly loves them. Mm-hmm. They come up and they want me to show them how.
Well, how do you get up there to do that up there?
You let the frames down.
Oh, you
see, they come down to the chair that you sit in. You let them down just to the right length, and then you won't put them up out of the way like I have them now. See, they're up next to the ceiling. You just roll them up on those four strings that hangs down on each one of them. And you let them up and down like that. Whenever you're not working on them, I'll put them up, and when you want them down, won't work by putting whatever height that the chair is comfortable. I have two quilts special that I'd like to tell you about. This first one is birds and flowers of each state, and it has the scrolls across it. I fixed those all in blue, and the birds are worked in the colors. The instructions was with the pattern, and there was just 52 of them. Well, with the birds and the flowers of each state, and then I got 50 more patterns of just the flowers and the scroll of the state to make the quilt large enough. And when I made the first one, I didn't think it took me so long. It's over a year's work and embroidered thread, about $50 worth of embroidered thread in this quilt. And I didn't think that I could never make another because it was so long. But still, finally later I decided to make another, and I did. Most of the time I make two of anything. And one day there's some ladies here from New Orleans. They'd been talking over town with some of the people at the cloth shop where I buy a lot of material. Found out that I made quilts. Of course, they asked the way over here. And they bought two or three of them while they were here. And I let the birds go. I told them, I said, I'll let you have this under one condition. If you resell it, you let me know how much you got for it. And so their time is different to our time. It's about midnight one night, the phone rang, and I got up to see who it was, and it was those ladies that came by with quills. And she talked and talked a good bit, and then directly she told me what that she'd got for the quill, and said a rich old man bought it and was going to put it on his wall and put glass over it. And he paid him about three times as much as I got for it, of course. But I still wanted to know what went with it. And
tell me about the states and the birds. Name these states and everything for me. And the birds. Just call them out to me.
I can remember all these birds or not.
Well, you don't have to remember.
See, lots of them. There's about four or five that has the cardinal. Illinois,
mm-hmm.
And West Virginia's bird, the bird is red. There's the well has ever stayed in the Union on this. And see how many different colors of thread?
Mm-hmm. Name some of these states.
There's New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Ohio, Virginia, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. I'm just reading them as I see them, because New York, there's Michigan.
Mm-hmm. What about down here?
And this one's Florida. And this is Mississippi and Tennessee. And it has the flower of each state. And the flower is embroidered in the color that the flower is supposed to be. And